This is In the Studio with Mohawk College President Ron McCurley. Conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College.
In studio with me today is Sam Cook, who is a program coordinator of radio broadcasting program here at Mohawk. Sam, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. I think the first time we met, the roles were reversed, and you were emceeing the president's breakfast. So nice to see you again on the other side of the microphone.
I know. It's a little scary not interviewing you this time.
Good. Well, I'm delighted that you're here, and I'd love to hear how you got your start in radio. So take us back in time a little bit. How did that all begin? And then I'm going to ask a host of other questions, but we'll start with your history.
Well, actually, I graduated from Mohawk College in the television broadcasting program, and that was my passion. I wanted to do something in television. So I did, and being in television, I thought, I still want to try more things. And I decided, you know what, let's give radio a shot. So I ended up making a little tape on cassette and sending it in. And she loved my name because my name reminded her of a singer. And so she called me in and she said, you know what? I know you have no experience, but we're going to give you a shot. And that was at a major Toronto radio station, KISS 92.5. And I started doing overnights. And from there, I just fell in love with radio and just kept moving on from station to station to where I am today.
Now, I got to tell you, I used to listen to KISS 92.5, and it's the only bumper sticker I've ever put on any vehicle I've ever
owned. Really? That's amazing.
There you go. And I have no idea why I did it to this day, but for some reason, I really connected with that radio
station.
Yeah,
no, the announcers are great, and I know they've been through a few changes, and they're back now at KISS 92.5 again and very successful. So. Yeah, it makes you feel young. That's why I like it.
Is that what it is? Okay, well, then I need a little bit of that. So when did you come to Mohawk, and what have you done here since you've been here?
Well, after I finished working in TV, or maybe it was even during that time, I decided to do some part-time work, and Ken Wallace, who's now my associate dean, was here and said, you know, why don't you try some part-time? So I did. I was teaching in the television broadcasting program. I'm teaching students how to be on air, how to present a monologue, how to wear television makeup. And I just started doing more and more and being more involved and realizing I love teaching. And it just happened that a few years ago, well, about 5-6 years ago now, the program coordinator of radio broadcasting was retiring. And I thought, this is perfect. I can use my TV skills, my radio skills. I have an entertainment company, so I thought I can bring all of this to the table and give back to what everybody did for me and helped me. So I just thought it was wonderful. And I'm here now and I love it.
Now, I know you love it. It oozes out of all your pores. I can see that. Even if you didn't say I love it, I know you love it, and I can tell. Tell me what you love about it. So specifically, what makes you excited to jump out of bed every morning, come to Mohawk and teach?
I think it's the students. I mean, they keep me young, and I love when they ask questions that are so meaningful, and you know they've thought about it. And when they just get involved in conversations, I mean, that's all the typical. Everybody loves that. And I think what I love about it, and I can probably speak on behalf of Les Palango, who works at 101.5 The Hawk, but having students come back and say, you impacted me. Something you said, I remember this day on a Tuesday, you said this to me. And I thought, I did? Was it a good thing? And they say, yeah, and I remember what you said to me, and that meant something. And they remember that throughout their career. That's what I love. And helping them get jobs, too, and seeing the smile on their face is phenomenal. I know Les and I helped a few students over the past years get jobs in Alberta and Ontario, and just seeing their face, and they go pure white when they get a call saying, you're hired. And it's phenomenal. And we're like, yep, we've done our job well. And that's it. That's why I love it.
I've interacted with a number of the students from your program, and it's been great because they've interviewed me after different events and so on, and they are all exceptionally enthusiastic. They love what they do, and when I ask them what's the highlight of Mohawk, they almost always start naming people who have impacted really? Their lives and impacted their studies here. So, and a number of names in this room today have come up when I've asked those
That's
questions.
Very sweet.
You've had some amazing jobs in your own right, speaking of jobs. I remember at the orientation week when we were doing those sessions for the students in DBARC, you told a story about being on Uh-Oh and David Letterman.
Yep.
Let's start with David Letterman. How did that happen?
It really was Mohawk College that inspired me to even think about going there. If I didn't have the education that I had here, there's no way I would have even thought about bringing what I had learned to New York City. But I just felt very confident in my skills, and I know that a lot of people were saying, I'm going to CH, I'm going to Cable 14, and I thought, I have no chance of getting an internship. So I just decided, let's give David Letterman a try in New York City. What, you know, the worst he can say is no. So I just kept calling and calling and bugging them. That's when email wasn't around. Yes, I'm that old. And finally they called and said, yeah, if you can get here, we'll give you an interview. And so I took the train to New York City and had an interview and got the job. So it was fantastic.
You know, I hope every student in the college listens to what you just said, because what I heard you say was there is no risk that you shouldn't try to take.
Absolutely.
You know, be bold. There's nothing bad that can happen except that they say no. But you were bold. You asked. You got a chance to go to New York and to work on the David Letterman show. How cool is that?
It was phenomenal. I mean, living in New York City alone was amazing. You know, I was this young, you know, I think I was 19 or 20, and living in New York City by myself, well, with four girls I didn't really know, and just walking into this iconic building every day, I just thought, wow, I am so blessed to be here. And I was one of very few people. 900 people had submit applications to be an intern, and there was only maybe, I think, 10 that got the job. So I was so happy, and I learned so much from being there.
That is an amazing experience. And of course, you bring that now back to the college to work with students. And I hope every day you're telling them, be bold, take chances.
I am.
You know, follow your dreams, fight for what you want. You know, one of the things that I just recently found out about you is you have other talents, not just the ability to teach and to talk on radio, but you're a singer as well.
Oh.
And we have proof. This is called More Like Her.
She's beautiful in her simple little way. She don't have too much to say when she gets mad. She understands. She don't let go of anything, even when the pain gets really bad. Guess I should have been more like that. You had it all for a pretty little while.
I'm in the studio today with Sam Cook, who's the program coordinator of Radio Broadcasting Program here at Mohawk. Sam, tell me a little bit about the students that you interact with every day. What do you try to, how do you try to prepare them for the real world? So the world of employment beyond Mohawk.
I think some of the most important things is, yeah, we're going to teach you the basics here. I mean, we're going to give you a solid foundation. So when you go out into the real world, you're going to know exactly what it is you need to do. But more so, to really apply yourself, like we were chatting a little bit earlier, try it. The worst that can happen is they're going to say no, and a lot of students are afraid of that. Like, oh, I don't know if I can apply for that job because it says I need this qualification and I don't have that. I'm like, do you not have it, or do you think you don't have it? So it's just really giving them the confidence to go out there and let them know that, yeah, they've got it. They've got the skills they need, and all they need to do now is just to get out there and use it. And a lot of them go, yeah, you know what, you're right. I do know what I'm doing. They just need that extra push. So I'm trying to teach them that and make sure they know that, yeah, you guys are good. You know what you're doing. And so I think that makes a successful student in the end.
Now, I understand you also launched a digital radio station. So talk to us a little bit about how that benefits students. What do they get out of that experience?
Well, having an FM station in Mohawk College is absolutely fantastic. Really, the students are very lucky to have an FM station in the school that they can actually come on and their parents can listen in their cars. But getting to the station, we have a certain set of rules at 101.5 The Hawk that you have to follow according to CRTC guidelines. So we want to make sure that the students are prepared enough before they come on the air here. And we used to have a couple little speakers set up in the F Wing at Mohawk College, and students would go on the air and kind of go, meh, no one's really listening. It's coming through a speaker. So I said, okay, you know, we're scrapping this idea. We're going to do this online radio station. anyone can listen at any time. It runs 24 hours a day, and it really, the quality of work that they put in now, they know now when they turn on the mic, we have listeners in Canada, Australia, the United States, Brazil loves us. They love listening to us. And so I can see the stats, and every week there's more and more listeners for this online station. So the students are now going, wow, this is a real station. And it gets them prepared, so they go from online into here, and it's fantastic. It's a living lab. It's online learning. You can't get any better than an online radio station. So.
And we're a hit in Brazil.
We are a huge hit in Brazil. In fact, one of my students got a T-shirt made that says, I'm big in Brazil, with a big Brazilian map. And on the back, it says igniteradio.ca on it. So he wears that all the time.
How cool is that? Anything that makes your job challenging? So what are the tough parts of working in radio broadcasting?
I think that in the broad aspect of it is when disaster happens, that's really tough. The latest one, you know, Nathan Cirillo, that was a huge thing, because students all of a sudden they clam up and they go, oh, I don't want to say anything wrong. I don't want to say anything to offend. But the reality is, you have to be able to broadcast that and talk about it in the right way. So that's the hardest part for me, because I don't like sad news, but you have to deliver it. That is our job, and we have to do it in the right, appropriate way. So teaching them that is really difficult. I was in a difficult spot when 9/11 happened. I was on the air, and it was an awful situation, just because you don't know how you're supposed to talk on the air, how you're supposed to deal with that during a disaster, but that's your job. So I learned through that experience, and I'm able to teach them now that when something happens, you go with the facts. You know, what are the reports saying from the police, not what the media is saying, what the police are saying. And I think that is the absolute toughest part of my job when something like that happens. It's same with the Boston bombing. The students were on the air, and you could see the color drain from their face, and they don't know what to say. And it's like, it's okay. We're going to take this step by step. So that's pretty challenging for me.
It strikes me that the best radio and television personalities I've ever seen give the news with their humanity still intact.
Right.
In other words, their personality comes through, and you can see that they're moved by it, they're touched by it, but their professionalism rises.
That's
and they're
right.
allowed to sort of continue on, and they make it through. We pre-record these broadcasts. This is before Remembrance Day, so we're going to be thinking about our fallen soldiers and others who have given their lives in service of this country. That would be a very difficult thing, I can imagine, to have to deal with on a radio format. We've been in the studio today with Sam Cook, who's program coordinator of Radio Broadcasting Program, but she's much more than that. She's a TV personality, a radio personality, and a singer. Sam, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure.
In the studio with Ron McCurley, conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College. Produced by students and staff in the studios at 101.5 The Hawk FM. Look for the podcast on iTunes and join us next time for In the Studio with Ron McCurley.